Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And as you can see, Linda is back here with us. And I'm glad about that because Carolyn and I have had a lot of fun learning about your experiences beyond Bali. But you actually got to experience this.
Right. My husband and I went there last fall at the end of September for about 10 days. And we went at the end of the dry season, so it was quite brown and barren looking.
All right, so it was pretty brown, not much greenery. Would you recommend visiting any one island if you really want to see those Komodo dragons?
Well, I would say you need to go. The tour actually includes both Rinsa and Komodo Island. Uh-huh. It's part of Komodo National Park. You are guaranteed to see dragons, Komodo dragons, no matter which island you go to. But Rinsa has more Komodo dragons. It's a smaller island, so it's easier to find them in the wild. Komodo Island actually is quite large.
So then is there a place that you might be able to see these dragons more often? Where do Komodo dragons like to hang out?
Well, they hang out underneath the kitchen. They have this is a national park. They have park rangers that live there. They have different buildings, and so they hang out under the kitchen. But if you go out on a trek, then you also can see them in the wild if you're lucky.
Oh, well, I know that Komodo dragons were not the only thing you got to see on this trip. And I think today's article continues more about what you did during the rest of your vacation.
That's right.
All right, well, it's time for us to get started with the first part of our reading today, Beyond Bali, Part 2.
Beyond Bali. About mid-morning, we headed back to Flores, stopping to snorkel along the way. Komodo National Park is home to many world-class dive sites, so these waters are excellent for diving and snorkeling. As we sailed, we passed a giant sea turtle, as well as numerous giant black morph manta rays. After spending the night in Labuan Bajo, the gateway to Western Flores, we began our journey inland. We drove up and down through the mountainous terrain, snaking our way to Kankar. Here we gazed down at the spectacular spiderweb rice fields of the Manggarai people.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Ellen. We're on day 2 of this month's travel article through exotic Indonesia. Here are your key words. Numerous. Numerous is an adjective. I can give numerous reasons why taking that job is a bad idea. Inland. Inland is an adverb. The storm damaged many homes on the coast, but people living inland were not affected. Mountainous. Mountainous is an adjective. While driving through the mountainous region, we kept stopping to take pictures of the scenery. Volcano. Volcano is a noun. That area has many hot springs because there is a volcano nearby. Your more information words are black morph manta ray. A black morph manta ray is a noun. Terrain. Terrain is the noun. Thatch. Thatch is a verb. Sounds like a fun article. Let's jump right in.
Well, it seems like Linda has gotten to see a lot of different kinds of wildlife here so far. At the beginning, we find about mid-morning, we headed back to Flores, stopping to snorkel along the way. Linda, do you go snorkeling often?
No, not very often, but when you're in a place like this, Komodo National Park is actually has world-class dive sites and snorkeling sites, so there are several places they stop for you to snorkel.
All right. Well, if you have never been snorkeling, basically you're on the surface of the water, and of course you have something to help you breathe, and you can see all the sea creatures beneath when you are snorkeling. It's a little different from scuba diving, where you go way down into the ocean. So this is about mid-morning. Carolyn, what's mid-morning? What time is that about?
Well, mid-morning would be before noon, but after you wake up, so probably around 10 o'clock?
Right. Actually, when you go onto the island, they take you early in the morning because it's easier to see the dragons. When it gets hot, they tend to hide more or go out further away. So about 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, we continue. Komodo National Park is home to many world-class dive sites, just as Linda was saying. So these waters are excellent for diving and snorkeling. Well, I want to take a look at those words, world-class. Linda, could you tell us a little bit about what this means? What is world-class?
Well, if something is world-class, it means it's a very top level. Mm-hmm. So you can have a world-class resort. You can have a world-class restaurant. Okay. It means that around the world, it is at the top.
All right. So maybe if you're researching for what to do, these might pop up first. World-class, that doesn't sound cheap to me, though. Is that kind of more expensive?
Well, here it just means that the diving and the snorkeling is so good that it ranks at the top where people want to go around the world. So for this one, for diving and snorkeling here, it doesn't have anything to do with price.
Okay. So how does the lesson continue, Carolyn?
Well, we see as we sailed, we passed a giant sea turtle as well as numerous giant black morph manta rays. So you got to see a lot of different kinds of animals on this trip.
We did, and actually our guide said that it was very rare to have a giant sea turtle swim past your boat because we were out in open water. It was pretty cool, actually. And the black morph manta rays, they have a point called Manta Point. Mm-hmm. And if it's a calm day, you can go snorkeling with them. But actually, it was very, very windy, and it was too dangerous. So you could see about, maybe over a dozen of these manta rays floating on top of the surface. Very cool.
Is it actually dangerous to swim with the manta rays?
Well, they wouldn't have it as one of their stops on their tour if it were.
Oh, okay. But there were numerous black morph manta rays, so there were many of them, a large number of them, that you were able to see. So that's really great.
Yeah,
that's right. We see that word numerous here. It's from our word bank, and just like Carolyn said, it means many. It's another way to say many. There were numerous manta rays and, of course, one giant sea turtle as well. Well, this is really interesting so far. What do we continue with, Carolyn?
We see after spending the night in Labuan Bajo. I'm not sure how to say that, Linda.
Yep, Labuan Bajo.
All right. Well, the gateway to Western Flores, we began our journey inland. So you started to make your way in toward the center of the island?
Right, because Labuan Bajo actually is at the western end, so it's a port. And it's also the major, it's not a large city, but it's the major city in Western Flores. So it's where the airport is. You fly in there from Bali, and then you start going toward the center of the island.
And so you make your journey inland. And that's another word from the word bank, friends. When you go inland, you're traveling away from the ocean or away from the water. It's kind of what it sounds like, in toward the land. It's inland. And we continue here. Linda says we drove up and down through the mountainous terrain, snaking our way to Kangkar. Well, this already sounds pretty exciting, driving up and down and snaking from one place to another in this mountainous terrain. Yeah, what were you doing just now, Linda? Was it a comfortable feeling there?
Well, if you have motion sickness like I do, so when we were on the boat, we were on the boat for 2 days going to Komodo and coming back. I took motion sickness pills, and I also took them every day on the trip inland.
Man, well, if you do get car sick, then maybe it's not comfortable going through mountainous terrains. Mountainous is also from our word bank, and it's kind of easy to remember. You see that word mountain in there. That means there are many mountains. Now, there's another word like this to describe hills. It's hilly. You wouldn't say hillis. You would say hilly if there are many hills. But if there are many mountains, it is mountainous. Well, Carolyn, how does the article continue?
Well, before we continue, I want to look at that word snaking. Linda, why did you choose this word?
Well, I chose that word because it really is a description of how we went. There are no trains in Flores, so it's all roads that you drive on. And because it's through the mountain, it looks like a snake going all throughout the island.
Oh, I see. So it's very twisty going up these mountains.
Right.
Well, and here we gaze down at the spectacular spiderweb rice fields of the Mangarai people. So it sounds like you had a really amazing view once you got to the top of the mountain.
We did. Actually, the Mangarai people are the only ones that have spiderweb-shaped rice fields.
Oh, I see. So maybe we can take some time now to look at some pictures that you and your husband took on this trip, and then we'll see Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。今天的第一个重点，我们来看的是 numerous 这个形容词。N-U-M-E-R 这个字根有算数的意思，所以 numerous 是指数目众多的。例如 Wesley has numerous jobs besides waiting tables. Wesley 除了当服务生之外，他还兼做许多的工作。或者是 Despite numerous attempts to beat this long-time opponent, Paul still couldn't succeed. 保罗虽然好几次尝试要打败这个长期的对手，但是还是没有成功。接下来我们看的是 terrain 这个名词。Terrain 是指地域或地带。例如 ,we spent hours crossing the rough terrain. 我们花了几个小时通过这个地势险峻的地区。或者是 ,this terrain is very hard on regular cars. You should use a four-wheel drive. 这个地区用一般的车很难进入，你需要开四轮启动的车子。或者是 ,the painter loves to paint this hilly terrain. 这位画家很喜欢画这个到处都是山丘的地区。
Well, we're enjoying learning about Linda and her husband's experiences beyond Bali. Of course, they got to visit Komodo National Park, which is home to world-class diving sites. So they got to spend some time snorkeling in the water as well. And, of course, they got to see a giant sea turtle and giant black morpha manta rays.And they spent some time in the mountainous regions as well, snaking through these roads. We have a lot more to learn in the next part of our section, this next reading for today.
Beyond Bali. We continued southeastward. Around every turn in the road, photo opportunities abounded from the dramatic landscape to children playing along the roadside. After a night in the town of Bajwa, we headed to Bena, the oldest and largest traditional village of the Ngada people. Sitting at the base of the impressive volcano Mount Inri, this village consists of around 40 thatched roof houses. Macadamia nuts, vanilla, cloves, and coffee grow on the nearby slopes of the volcano.
We were just talking about snaking up the mountains and looking down at the rice fields of the Mangarai people. And continuing on in the article, we see that we continued southeastward. Around every turn in the road, photo opportunities abounded, from the dramatic landscape to children playing along the roadside. So it sounds like a really great place to take pictures.
It was. There were a lot of photo opportunities, and...It didn't matter where you looked, there was something different to look at, to see, to take a photo of.
All right, it seems like there are many good places to take photos here. And something I noticed about this sentence, Linda wrote, around every turn in the road. I think another word you could also use there is bend, B-E-N-D, around every bend in the road. And I would also like to see children playing along the roadside, even though that seems kind of dangerous, Linda.
Well, actually, because it's a mountainous region, the villages are all built right along the roads. And、okay. the kids play, actually, they played on the road a lot、because it's a flat area.
Okay, because it's a flat area. Well, it would be quite interesting to go and visit. Right now, it's time for us to continue learning something with Liz in the Grammar Gym, and then we'll go and see what Steve and Ken have for us in the Info Cloud.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In today's travel article, we read, Around every turn in the road, photo opportunities abounded. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the word abounded. It's a really fancy way of saying to be in large number of. So what the writer is saying is that around every turn in the road, you can find lots of photo opportunities. This word, abounded, is usually used in formal situations. So, instead of saying there are lots of fish and sea creatures living in the coral reef, you can say fish and sea creatures abound in the coral reef. Or, instead of saying there's so much creativity in Mr. Dawson's art class, try saying creativity abounds in Mr. Dawson's art class. Now, it's your turn. Can you think of something that appears in large numbers? Then try practice using this word. And if you'd like to see some more example sentences, you'll find them in today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
If you're just getting familiar with the from to construction and you want to try incorporating it in your English writing, let us suggest a few things.
First, it's best if the things you mention create a diverse spectrum. That is, you should start at one end and finish at the other, like from high to low, from short to tall, or from past to present.
And seeing as a spectrum can't have more than two extremes, don't mention more than two items, as that will likely create confusion.
In today's lesson, the author tells us photo opportunities abounded from the dramatic landscape to children playing along the roadside. So, what's the spectrum here?
Spectacular to ordinary.
And everything in between, meaning no matter where you point and shoot your camera, you are likely to get a great picture.
Now, not long ago, one of the more common from-to expressions was from soup to nuts, a very unusual spectrum indeed.
Its origin is found in traditional formal meals, during which soup was served first and nuts last.
But today, you're more likely to hear people say from A to Z.
来看一个实用的句型 from 什么 to 什么。这个句型可以用来表示某个范围或幅度。像今天的课文中讲到在印尼的这个岛上有照不完的景色。From the dramatic landscape to children playing along the roadside. 从令人赞叹的风景到路边玩耍的孩童。到处都可以拍到很棒的照片。另外 from soup to nuts, 从汤到坚果是一个片语表示从头到尾的意思。这是因为传统的西餐是先喝汤才吃主餐最后用餐完毕才会吃有 nuts, 坚果的甜点。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Continuing in the article, we see, after a night in the town of Bijawa, we headed to Bina, the oldest and largest traditional village of the Nagata people. Now, this sounds like a very interesting place to get to explore. What did you do there, Linda?
Well, we got to look around and see what village life is like. And interesting about the Nagata people, they are run by women. So it is a matriarchal society. It doesn't matter if you know that word or not, but it means the women's line of the family lives there. So if a girl gets married to a man outside of that village, the man moves to that village and lives there.
Oh, so it sounds like the women are the one who are in charge of the society and the village.
Basically, that's right.
Wow. Well, we continue learning about this. Sitting at the base of the impressive volcano Mount Inari, this village consists of around 40 thatched roof houses. Well, considering a volcano is usually quite large, there are only 40 thatched roof houses. This village seems kind of small.
Well, this is an old village. Mm-hmm. This is a traditional village. It's not like the town. Mm-hmm. And Bijawa is like, you know, a regular town that you would stay in. But you can't really stay here. it's a traditional village, and the thatched roof means that they make the roofs of their houses from like palm leaves.
Okay.
And they sew them together so they keep out the rain and the cold as it gets. And it sits at the base. The base means at the bottom of Mount Inari, and that is an active volcano, actually. It last erupted in the 1970s.
No way.
Oh.
It's an active volcano. That's from our word bank, the word volcano. And, of course, this is a mountain, of course, that has lava and a lot of activity underneath. You never know what's going to happen with an active volcano, especially. Opposite of an active volcano is a dormant volcano, D-O-R-M-A-N-T. That means that you never know when it will erupt, but probably not anytime soon. This is an active volcano, you said.
Right. Actually, there are a lot of active volcanoes on Flores.
Wow.
Well, it sounds like a very interesting place to make your home and try to live. And there are also some very interesting things that grow there. What are some of the things there, Gabe?
Yeah, well, we've got macadamia nuts, vanilla, cloves, and coffee grow on the nearby slopes of the volcano. So here we see some spices, actually, vanilla and cloves, and macadamia nuts. I love macadamia nuts. Did you try any of these things?
Of course, and you can also buy them at the village.
Oh, wow. So it sounds like this is a really great place to visit if you want to experience some very different culture. Well, now it's time for us to see Michelle in the language lab.
接下来我们看的是这段课文的第二个句子中的 abound, A-B-O-U-N-D 这个动词。 Abound 是指大量存在或充足，例如 rich resources abound in this area， 这个地区到处都有丰富的天然资源。如果要说明充满了什么，就用 in 或 with 这两个介系词。例如 Paris abounds with delicious restaurants and cafes， 巴黎充满着美味的餐厅和咖啡厅。 好， 接着我们来看 thatch 这个动词， thatch 是指用茅草去盖， 例如 the tribe people thatch the roofs of their houses， 这个部落的人用茅草盖屋顶， thatch 也可以当名词， 意思是茅草屋顶， 例如 the family lives in a house with a thatch roof， 这个家庭住在一个有茅草屋顶的房子。 thatch 也指像茅草一样乱蓬蓬的头发， 例如 Patrick's thatch of hair is his trademark， 乱蓬蓬像稻草一般的头发是Patrick的政治标记。 And let's head back to our teachers now.
Today we've been talking about exploring the island of Flores with Linda. And Linda, are there other things that you can do on Flores? Can you hike this volcano?
Yes, you can. Actually, our guide, we didn't actually hike up this volcano, but our guide took a French couple a couple of months earlier. It took them 9 hours to hike up to the top of that volcano. And we also met another couple in the village who were hiking around the base of it. It's quite large. But our tour was too strict of time, so we had to move on.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate that you weren't able to explore a little bit more in this area. I know it sounds like a really great place to go. Well, I hope that you'll join us again tomorrow and that everyone else will join us again tomorrow to continue this article here on Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to the first episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
I was already a little nervous about going to Taiwan. Kevin Wang's annual fashion show in Taipei was world famous and brought photographers from all over the world. Shooting it for Color Fashion magazine was to be my first big assignment. When I arrived at the airport, I had a bad feeling in my stomach. I just felt like someone was watching me. As I glanced around the crowded airport, I realized I was right. There was a man staring right at me. He had a round face that would have been handsome if it weren't for his mean-looking eyes. Who was he? I got through immigration, picked up my bags at the baggage claim, and came out at the arrival gate, which is where I saw a girl about my age. She was smiling and holding up a welcome card with my name, Sherry Harris, written across. I waved to her, and she waved back.
Hi, Sherry. Welcome to Taiwan. My name is Jen Feng Yi. I'm Kevin Wong's personal assistant, and I'll be your hostess during your stay in Taiwan.
That's great. I'm sure you'll be a big help because I don't speak any Chinese.
Well, I look forward to practicing my English with an American. So, how was your flight?
My flight was fine, but I must admit, I did feel a little uncomfortable after I landed. Look, you see that man over there? He was staring at me in customs, and now he's still staring at me.
Maybe he knows you. He's walking towards us.
Hello. My name is Lin Enlai. Forgive me for staring, but you look very familiar. Have you been to Taiwan before?
No. This is my first time.
Do you have family here?
My mother once lived here for a while, but that was a long time ago.
Forgive me for asking, but what was your mother's name?
Her name was Debbie Jones when she lived here, but it changed to Harris after she married my father.
Well, I'm sorry. I must have been mistaken. Excuse me, I must be going.
That is so strange. Did you notice how shocked he looked when I told him my mother's name? It's as if he really did recognize it.
You're right, Sherry. That does seem weird.
Who is this man? Why is he acting so strangely? Join us next time as Sherry uncovers more of the mystery in The Stranger.